Thirsty Thursday is back at Thirsty Camel. Hum Club members take $10 off any purchase $40 or over today. Join and redeem. ThirstyCamel.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
It's impossible for anything to be more annoying, Billy.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Well, I've got a list here, Jim.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Feel good.
Last studio show of this groundbreaking, all-encompassing, record-breaking show, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
And I can't wait for it. I'll tell you why.
Why?
In here.
Who?
Sam Armitage, who I just saw walking through with our man David Koch. Of course, from Sunrise. And we'll get to exactly what they're doing in town, but been dominant.
Where's the cash cow?
Chris Golding and Josh Boone from Melbourne United.
Boone.
In here as well.
Yep.
We've got the second part of the Idiot File 2017 compilation. Yesterday stopped traffic.
Surely not.
And we've also got, I think you talking to, are you speaking to Crown Bet today or is that tomorrow?
No.
When are you doing that?
The TAB.
Oh, sorry, TAB, yes.
TAB, Nick Quinney will be in
there. Is that Quinney today?
Yeah, Quinney.
Oh, nice. Right, we're looking forward to Quinney as well, the man with the weird hair and the suit.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill, you've been to a lunch.
I have, Jim. Well, breakfast and lunch today.
Oh,
I just thought, went
bit
to
of
breakfast.
A double.
It's breakfast this morning down to the Docklands.
Yes.
And Dane Swan arrives.
Yes.
T-shirt, cap. Like everyone's in suits, Jim.
Yes, yes.
T-shirt, cap, ripped jeans, thongs.
That's how he rolls.
Walks in thongs.
Nice.
Mate. James Herd was there. Spoke very, very well, Herdy.
Yes.
Haven't heard Herdy speak at all. Spoke about being in a institution, Jim.
Oh, wow.
Mental institution. Wrong. Spoke about that for 3 months he was in there.
Sheepers.
And the only people that could visit him was his wife and kids.
Wow.
3 months, Jim.
I didn't know
spoke
that.
Spoke about that. Oh, yep. I did not know that.
Yep.
And also... hasn't been, because he's, of course, presenting the Norm Smith medal this weekend.
Yes.
Hasn't been to the MCG for 2 years.
Wow.
2 years. So that was good. And then College Lawn with Pickers, KB. Very funny man,
yeah,
KB.
He's a very funny man.
Had the Richmond jumper on, of course.
Nice.
And bloody Dane Swan again. Anyway, g'day to you. G'day, listeners. G'day, Leroy.
That's 2-0 rough.
It's Brownlow medal.
He was very happy with himself,
now,
wasn't he?
Yeah. Before we get onto all the things that are happening in footy,
yes, yes,
let's
yes.
just pause for a second to celebrate the life of one of the all-time greats.
Who?
Hugh Hefner.
Oh, Huey. Gone?
91, he passed away.
How?
The old ticker just stopped.
How?
Bill, I think he'd had that many supplements over the journey to keep things rolling that in the end, the old pumper just said, I ain't got any more in me. But at 91, the great poem that my father first showed me when I was about 12 years of age,
yep.
If by Rudyard Kipling, the line in there, Bill, that says, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, Hugh Hefner has filled his unforgiving minute with the full 60 seconds, Bill. He can rest in peace having
Jim.
Had a crack. And I absolutely love it. So
Playboy
well done
Mansion,
to
of course, Bill. Jimmy Boy. And
the magazine.
He left his widow, of course. See how old she is, Jim?
No.
31. 31, his widow.
I was about to say which one.
31-year-old. He's left.
Oh,
no. But good on him.
Well done.
We all wanted to be Hugh, didn't we, Jim?
what Foss, a life he's led.
The Foss tried to.
Yeah, he's had a go at Foss.
Yeah, the Foss. Yeah,
he's aped him for a while. Now, Bill, what's going on in football?
Well, Luke Hodge. What about Luke Hodge, Jim? He could play... next year, 2018.
He's amazing.
At Brisbane.
Yep.
So there's some sort of playing and coaching role up
yes.
there.
Course, Stevie J style.
Very close with Chris Fagan, who was at the Hawks
yep.
While he was there at 9 years. And they're still very close. So he might go up there.
Yep.
Hodge told...
Well, sounding like he will.
Well, Hodge told Channel 7 both parties are interested.
Mm.
So that is interesting. Because very young side, as we know.
Yep.
And he'll go up there and maybe play on the halfback flank or somewhere like that and just coach the boys on the ground and off the ground. So,
fascinating.
That is fascinating. We'll keep an eye on that.
Yep.
Richmond will go into the grand final unchanged. They're nice. Saying, Jim, so no changes there.
Right,
we'll find out later. What about Stevie?
Oh,
Stevie G.
Sydney Swan's very poorly kept secret, that one.
It
I think
was.
We went with that a couple of months
we
ago,
did.
Didn't we?
I think we did, Jim. But of course, so Sydney Swan's assistant coach, 3 years.
Very good for him.
Because yeah,
they
know.
Are a very good organisation, the Swans. For him to come in under John Longmire
yeah.
and under Andrew Ireland and all the people there, they are an elite setup and he will learn plenty.
He's up there for another 3 years. That surprised me because he likes to get back to Wangaratta, Geelong, Melbourne area.
Well, ain't going to happen as much now.
He's half a bogan.
He better get ready to have some sleepless nights.
Oh, Ty Kennelly? He's also joined the Sydney Swans coaching panel there, Jim.
Oh, very good.
This is a very good story. Meredith Walsh, Phil Walsh's wife, has been invited to attend Saturday's grand final against Richmond.
Good.
And it looks like she might attend. So that would be nice.
She was down in the rooms, they tell me, after the prelim final win and very welcomed by everyone, of course.
Yeah, good.
So that's a good thing.
Yep. Cameron Smith, Jim, he's won it. The Dally M.
Dally M.
Get it right, Jim.
Come on.
Dally M, 2017, won it easy in the end. Well done to you. He's the oldest player ever to win the Dally M, so well done to Smithy.
He might be the first player ever to become an immortal while still playing.
Well, he could be. You're spot on.
He should be.
There's only seven immortals.
Yep.
And he could be...
Joey John's the most recent one.
Joey John's, you're right.
So
yep.
He could be an immortal while still competing in the comp. That's how great he's been.
And Billy Slater was named fullback in the NRL's 2017 Team of the Year, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On the grand final footy show tonight,
come
Jimmy
on.
Boy.
Old panels.
Panels, first panel.
Oh.
Need a good start.
Get them off to a good start.
That's right. Stevie J and Luke Hodge on the first panel, if you don't mind.
Tonight.
Exactly, Jim. Yep. I tell you what is good, the music. Have a listen. Mark Seymour singing. Holy Grail,
of course, the hunters and collectors staple.
Daryl Braithwaite singing.
Horses.
Oh, I was at the Virgin Party.
How's that?
I went, no, horses. Jim! I went to the Virgin Party last night.
Did you, Bill?
There's none there.
Yeah.
He's going to sing Horses. And also, Jimmy Barnes singing Working Class Man.
Oh, ain't no second prize.
And Ain't No Second Prize. Like how good's that? They're the best songs of all time, Jim.
Very nice, Bill.
Oh, so we got all the prizes, of course.
Well, just make sure it's crisp early for me, Bill.
Crisp,
don't ease anything out that ain't going to work.
Well,
that'll flatten the crowd.
I might use it here today and see if I get a little chuckle.
All right, we need to get to a break, Bill, because Sam Armitage, David Koch from Sunrise in next.
Joining us, the hosts of Sunrise on Channel 7, Samantha Armitage and David Koch.
In-house, if you don't mind, welcome to you two.
Oh, thanks, James. Good nice to be here.
Now, congratulations to... I can go down this path, Koshy, of course, because formerly a paid employee of the opposition. I was unable to say any of this, but I'm not anymore. So I can congratulate you two on a very nice ratings victory in 2017. And Sam... May I also congratulate you on having the class not to crow about it.
Oh, well, thank you. I was not expecting you to say that.
No.
Not just
well,
you.
Well, in a past life, I wouldn't have.
I know. Well, thank you very much. It's slowly catch the monkey. I don't know if
is that true, is it? How do we know that?
No, but you shut up.
I want to know how it works and how the ratings work. Is it week
You're
by week?
You're asking the wrong people here.
You can...
Talk into the microphone, Koshy.
You've
done this before.
There are about four different ways to do it.
Right, eh? Now,
we're on 52 weeks of the year.
Yes.
And we're a national program.
Yes.
So nationally, we've won 13 years in a row, 13 premierships in a row.
But how does it work?
You can slice it, that's how it works in our mind, or average audience. But there's a 40 ratings week, which we've won. As well.
So there you are, Bill.
We won the 14.
Jim, and they'll say they've won.
No, they won't this year, Bill.
No, they don't.
Well, I think they've laid their guns down.
They're actually perennial runners up. Not to.
Do you hate Carl?
Not at all. I see him as a great competitor.
Do you talk?
Billy,
Sammy? We don't mix in similar circles. So he's a bit more highfalutin than I am. So. I don't hang with the beautiful people.
All right. What about you?
Excuse me, you hang with me sometimes.
Yes. And do you
two? Carl's a mate of mine. We were out on the road together as journos, obviously as competitors, but we're similar. I actually went to Carl's 40th at Crown.
At Crown?
Yes, which is quite a random night. But no, I mean, we don't, you know, you have the on-screen competitiveness.
Yes, of course.
But behind the scenes, we all just, you know, get on.
What about you two? Do you get on?
Koshy and I.
Yeah, because there's he's got your back to you, which is a bit alarming. But...
I'm looking at you because you're talking, you idiot.
We do get on most of the time. We get up early. We spend a lot of time together.
Much.
Hang on. I spend more time closer and with Sam than I do my wife. So we argue like... an old married couple.
No, we
get annoyed with each other at times and we have great fun.
Yeah.
Like any relationship. Like you two do.
Well Koshy, don't ask us about our relationship.
Like you two do.
I spend more time with Bill than the wife I don't have anymore.
Yeah.
And that's probably the reason why.
Maybe that's why.
You stuffed it up, fat.
Well, exactly. But I know it cost you a bit of money, but you're happier.
So what is this week entailing, Sam? You're down here for how long doing the show from
here,
MCG?
Yeah, we're here for the whole weekend. So tomorrow we'll host the show from the Members Reserve at the MCG, which is a bit exciting this year because we usually do the AFL Eve show from Fed Square. So we're moving it down there. We've got Mike Brady coming to sing up there, Kazali, which has become a bit of a yearly thing for us, which we love.
We got him back on grand final day, he says, because remember he was dumped from grand final. And so we took him up for, I think, 3 years on Sunrise and then he got the invitation back. So he's a legend. He's got to be at every grand. He's a ritual. It's like going to church and saying the Lord's Prayer. You go to the grand final, there's Mike Brady.
Exactly. You had Mick Molloy this morning. Had he gone straight through?
I think he had.
He wouldn't have slept.
I said to one of the girls in the Melbourne office, I think he was a bit pissed this morning. I think he's been a bit pissed all week.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, am I allowed to say pissed, Billy?
Don't say pissed.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
no, you can say whatever you like.
What about the nudies on this morning too?
Can you stop grabbing yourself like that when you say that?
Bill, what are you talking about?
Well, they had a nude couple on. I'm not sure why, though. What were you have nudes on?
They want younger people to become nudists because the nudist movement is aging, apparently. And so they want some new blood in nudity. And now they just don't go to private beaches, but they go roller skating together, they were saying.
Mini golf.
They're doing putt-putt. Imagine. Putt-putt next week. They're getting the putter out.
Stop for a moment and just think about the aging nudist movement.
What are you thinking? What are you visualising?
Well, there'd be a lot of skin, wouldn't there?
There's a lot. Plenty of places to park your bike.
That's it.
And was it okay? Because Jill, our producer out there, said that the poor girl had the camera or a light or something in front of her.
Our cameramen are very chivalrous. Our cameramen where were they coming to us from? Byron or somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere up on
the coast. The boys put a light in front of her, so it was strategically.
But the cameraman apparently worked for hours to get the position right.
And then he pole vault edited it. Yeah. Hey, do you know how Hugh Hefner died? Gosh, you caught up how
smile
he died
on his face.
I said without any knowledge, Koshy, that surely the pumper just gave way.
Yeah,
after 91 years and all the assistance he's had to put in there, he just gave up.
But that's his fitness regime. Mm. And look how well it's done. Yep. I sent Lib a text and said, it's gone through to 91. It's more than a day a week.
So who takes over the Playboy Mansion now?
Me.
Has he got a son? That he knows of.
Yeah, he's got at least 184.
He will have. I think it's been battling a bit, hasn't it, the whole Playboy thing? I think they've had, you would know, financial issues in the last decade.
Hasn't gone digital.
No. Technology went past him eventually. And it took a long time.
And if it gets really hot, everyone melts. Yeah. A lot of plastic there, Sammy, isn't there?
Billy, I imagine, I don't pay a lot of attention to it, but I imagine there is. Because I would never critique a woman for having surgery.
Everyone we have on from America, the girls, she's had work.
And you're going to the commercial break.
Really? Where? Yeah. Well, her boobs don't move. And all that sort of stuff. I have learnt so much working surrounded by women on Sunrise for so many years.
And it's just been the making of it. Three daughters.
Three daughters and a wife. So my whole life is run by women.
No boys.
One son.
Oh, that's all right. So, you've got a spout.
Exactly.
We need to take a break. We want to find out Port Adelaide next, Koshy. There was just a bit of turbulence.
Yes,
you managed to get the kite through it, but strap the seatbelt on for 48 hours. Thanks. What are you doing, Fat?
I might have a spell.
Intermission.
And now, a message from our sponsor.
Adam McDougall is the Health Hacker. Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks and routines of the healthiest, happiest and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks and routines of the healthiest, happiest and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Now, back to Triple M's Rush Hour podcast.
The host of Sunrise still with us, David Koch and Sam.
And by the way, broadcasting live Sunrise from the MCG tomorrow morning. Everyone welcome to come along and someone in the crowd will win grand final tickets.
Yeah, best dressed. Dress up.
They are as rare as rocking horse poo.
Yeah.
Grand final tickets this year.
It's huge.
It's amazing, isn't it?
We know people. Yes. I mean, we know people.
Inside track.
At the network who put this show on.
And we paid a bit of money.
we paid a fair wage. Yeah.
Now, Koshy, have we sorted everything out with Kenny Hinckley? Or is everything settled at the Great House? Or
what
are we?
It's always settled at the Great House. What are you talking about?
You're the common denominator. What are you talking
about? Yeah, what are you talking about?
Sam and then you blew it.
No. Not at all.
And now poor old Kenny is just a lovely
old Kenny. He's a great bloke.
Actually, you got him another year.
Kenny wasn't going anywhere. He's under contract with us for another year.
And then you blew up and sent out that stupid text. You shouldn't have done that.
Text? I didn't send out a
text. Tweet or whatever it was.
I don't know.
I spoke at a members' function.
There was a tweet or a text that went out with you saying they're not good enough. They've got to play for the club. They've got to want to win.
That was a member's function. Have you seen the video? It was taken by a member at the end of the season after that devastating loss after the bell on that umpiring decision, and which was right, of course.
Yeah. Yes.
And the member said, how good is Koshy? Now, have you seen that video?
No.
Why not? Well, you're a professional.
No, have you seen it? Well, I saw what was on the news.
No, I didn't see the whole video. Have you seen the 5-minute speech where I used that phrase and the context?
No.
Well,
of course we haven't.
See, I know. Yes. And it's amazing how many chief football writers of newspapers haven't seen it. I go, well, go and watch the video.
Yeah.
And
Michelangelo.
Even Crows. Michelangelo watched it. Even Crows. Commentators in Adelaide who watch the video on radio on 5AA don't know what the big deal's about.
Gosh, let me ask you this. I'd be serious just for a second. If you had your time again, would you have done it again?
Yeah, in the context, yes.
Mm. You would?
Because the context was we didn't stand up at moments that counted in that game because the team didn't follow Ken's instructions and the plan. And he told them all about that. And my phrase of context, I said, if we're going to win grand finals, you have to follow Ken's plan. We only want players who want to win grand finals, not living their dream. And to win a grand final, you do what the coach says.
Now, did he?
That was the context.
Did he get the brazen bits with you, or was it was that a bit of a beat up? Did you and he have a bit of a cold front moment there for a while?
No, not at all. It was a bit of a beat up.
Not
a. You know what?
But presidents have got to set standards.
And our standards are, which I would think North Melbourne standard is and Geelong standard, that a pass or fail each year is making finals.
Yep.
Everyone's got to make finals. What's so controversial about saying we've got to make finals?
Can I put it to you, boys? I'm happy to get stuck into Koshy whenever I need to, but... Would a team go out and not be happy if they didn't make the final? It'd be like us going all year and then being happy to come second.
No, they'd be disappointed.
We just don't do that.
No, you know what happens? They'd be very disappointed, the players and the coaching staff. They'd be very disappointed. And then they go, someone would say, do you hear what your president said? Do you hear what Koshy? And they go, what did the loudmouth bloke say now? That's what they...
Have a listen to this,
Koshy. No, that's what they'd say. They go, what's he said now? And then a bit like me, take it out of context.
Exactly right.
And that's what happens, and it blows up.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what do? I keep saying, look at the video. Mm. See what it's about.
I'm going to have a look at it.
And every member, like the support from members and supporters has been tremendous.
Good.
Because they said, it's exactly how we think.
I'll tell you what
that's
it
what
is.
We want.
And when he was president too, or chairman, it's a thankless task. And you don't get paid a cent, do you? Not one body. And it costs you.
No,
it costs you money. You've got to buy raffle tickets and go to buy tables and everything else that goes on. So you wonder why you
and
do
the
it
time.
Something.
Yes,
and time.
I get one game a year, if it's against the Swans, that I can actually drive from home to a game and drive back after it.
Mm,
otherwise, every game's an away game. Now, I'm not complaining or anything like that, but it's a big commitment, but it's a real honour. You're a custodian of a club that is the only non-Victorian club in the AFL to start at community level and play at elite level. All the other interstate clubs are either Victorian clubs that have been moved or made up.
Mm.
Hey, Sam, we move on from footy, even though we love talking footy, of course.
I don't mind. I'm quite happy to listen to it.
Are you quite ready for the Melbourne Storm our lot, to breeze into Sydney and take the silverware. Are you ready for this?
Well, I assume it's probably going to happen, but you're not. You're playing in Sydney, but you're playing Townsville.
Cowboys,
so exactly. That's kind of You know, I don't have any particular passion for the Cowboys.
Do you think they should move the grand final,
no,
both for
not.
AFL and NRL?
No.
Around each year?
No, yeah. I don't. I think the I say this as a proud New South Wales girl. The AFL Grand Final should stay at the MCG because that's the way it's always been done, and the NRL should stay in Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney, but not Homebush. Homebush is a dump.
Homebush is
a dump.
I agree there.
For an away team, though, like Crows have played once at the MCG this year.
Three times,
and.
Richmond 11, or 12,
Well,
I think that's a deal in place. This is something for you at commission level, Chief, but I think it's a deal in place till 2035 or something. So it's going to be pretty hard to break it up. But anyway, get ready for that, Sam, because after the disappointment of last year, my mail on the our boys, the Storm, is it's just a matter of how far they
win by. Well, they're amazing. I mean, Cameron Smith, they've got... They can't. Well, look, it'd be a lovely fairy tale, as they say, for Townsville to do it. But the Storm are too strong. They're unbelievable.
Any football club of any code would love Cameron Smith as their captain.
What about Craig Bellamy? Would you look at him in a coaching role?
He could coach anywhere.
He could. That's
right.
Yeah, bloody
okay.
Ken visits Craig Bellamy often. Each year, so many coaches from all codes. Come and sort of sit at the feet of the master.
He's obviously doing something right. I mean, obviously, but you know, he's got to have a way with these young blokes to get the most out of them.
Yeah, he's cranky. It's very cranky.
Koshy, really? Bill and I, because of course, as well as being a TV superstar and president of a club, also a financial whiz, Bill and I are just battling to get by.
Yes.
We've both been through some tough financial times.
How many jobs have you got? You've got about 8 different jobs.
Well, this week.
How many do you declare?
Is that a good point?
8.
Good point. What do we need to do to bounce
back? You know
what?
The bloody emus haven't worked for me. Then I bought the pine trees. They're still growing.
And then the alpacas.
And alpacas go good because I was going to get wool and skin and alpaca soup or something.
Skin?
What are we doing now, Koshy, please? Steer us in the right direction.
Come on.
Well, a really good stock tip is Andrew Pridham, the president of the Swans. His little investment bank Moelis has doubled in price in the last 12 months.
Nice.
Listen to you giving out stock tips to these fellas.
No.
Give me
well, football related.
Yeah, it's
football
it.
Related.
That's it. That's very nice.
What do you reckon, Sam? What do you, any tips?
Cattle pretty good, Billy. Cattle prices are quite high.
Because you're off the farm, aren't you?
Yeah, Dad's a cattle farmer from way back at Wagga.
I'll tell you who else is. At Wagga Wagga. Gee, some good cricketers, footballers come out of Wagga. Scotty Cam, he's got a big cattle farm up that way too,
has
New
he?
South Wales.
Okay.
He's Channel 9.
Did he do it? Did he do it up?
Yeah, he renovated it.
That's right. That's what the next season of the block will be, renovating his farm.
Yeah, well, his farm, nice.
Dad once sold a mob of cattle and he rang me and he said, you'll never guess who the truck driver was who just pulled up to take these cattle away. Paul Kelly from the Swan.
Paul Kelly.
whose family owned a trucking company in Wagga, and he was driving it.
Dad was
very excited that day.
He was a superstar, that bloke. All right, tomorrow, make sure where exactly are people going at the MCG?
Members Reserve at the MCG.
All right.
Gate two. Because it's footy live zone.
Yes.
All around there, a lot to do.
And Best Dress wins tickets to the granny.
Yep.
Too right.
So if someone turns up as a crow, dress up as a crow.
Look, it's
well. Yeah, I'm on the judging panel, and you know some of the tickets will have a disrupted view, maybe.
The best Hugh Hefner.
Oh, Hugh Hefner.
The best Hugh Hefner.
Whoa!
Oh, that's good.
Well, shut up, Bill. Yep. When I say the sentence again, well done on a dominant ratings performance from the Sunrise team.
Sure. Thank you.
Wipe the floor with the Oppo, Bill, and then had the class not to bloody get all smart about it. So
I had. Not confirmed.
I'm more aligned with Seven these days, Bill, so you can jam that up your fat ass. Well done, Koshy. Great to see you.
Guys.
Sam, great seeing you.
Thank you,
enjoy the weekend.
Thank you for having us.
We had part one yesterday of The Idiot File, circa 2017. And Bill.
Yes, Jim.
We had that much feedback on how bad you were. We got another 6 minutes here.
You have not.
Well, no, Bill.
Someone asked me last night, Jim.
Yes.
Do you get annoyed by it because it's making you look like an idiot, Bill?
You're making yourself look like an idiot.
Jim, that's what I said.
It's not Maddie or Leroy or myself.
I think they add bits.
Do you?
Slow it down somehow. They
unfairly edit.
Undo the reel.
Really?
Yes. And make it slow.
Well, I give you the opportunity here, Bill, to listen to the next 6 minutes and see if you can pick out one example of that.
Tom Harley has been a United, no, ignited, anointed, anointed.
Thank you, Bill.
Anointed.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah. Just get the pen out, please, Leroy.
Billy, I got ripped off when I looked up JB's cricket stats. I was led to believe he had a glistening career. Oh,
what sort of career?
A glistening. Anyway, that's all from me.
Oh, nice.
Hope you enjoyed
news.
That newsworthy stories.
Oh!
When you sit back there at fullback. Who do you go? Geez, he's going to. Is it Cunningham? Petreski South? Or what is it?
Seton, Bill.
Seton.
Yeah. Petreski South. It's not a suburb, Bill. It's his name.
HMSA. No, HMSA.
Sydney.
Even HMS.
Sydney.
Sydney. Yeah. Sydney.
That one. Well, a Cinderella story last night. Heidelberg United out here. Heidelberg United. Bernie Vince.
Bernard.
Jackie Cooper's ring. Come on, Jack.
Come on, Jack.
She's a good ice jumper. That one, Jim. You know? What, she used to do the big jumps in the ice.
I think it was ice, Bill.
What was it?
Ski jumping.
On ice, Dick.
It wasn't ice. It'd be snow, I'd imagine. They don't jump on ice.
What do they jump on?
Snow.
Which is ice.
Oh, you are a fool's head.
Eddie Betts faces a last-minute fitness test. He's, of course, picked to play at Adelaide there against Port Adelaide, the showdown. But he'll have a test tomorrow, Jim, so we'll see how he go. Mm-hmm. Had his kidney out or something, didn't he? What did he have?
I did not have a kidney
appendix,
out.
You idiot. I built that pier with my own bare hands, driving each pillow piling deep into the ground. But they, of course, they've got a little ladder here of who'll be the coach, mm-hmm. the lead pack. John Barker, your man.
Johnny Barker, very good.
Very well acquentled. Very well.
What word was that?
Very. He's got the.
I don't actually know what
runs on the board there,
say,
Jim, to become coach. So Brett Ratner.
Did you mean credentialed?
Credentialed. That's it, Jim.
Acquentled.
Jim, while my wife was in labour.
No, just even the first line.
Well, it's hard to say. She was a dirty, dirty old lady.
Bill.
She just wanted to have him way with her.
Really?
Him to have her way with her.
Have him way with her.
Yeah, that's it, Jim.
Where did Johnny play? Just for the listeners, Bill, which county did he go to?
Worcester. Give me the worst set shot. Person kicking for goals, Jim. That's all I need. You'd have a good mattress, good bed.
Well,
you?
I've just had it for years, so I haven't had to buy a mattress for God knows how long. But when I read it, I thought, surely that can't
you
be
take
how much
the Matrimony bed, did you?
The what?
You take the bed, Jim, did you? Have you got the bed?
Ever listened to that? Matrimonial?
Matrimonial
that what you
bed,
to say,
but
Bill?
Jim, did you?
Once they've gone, they're gone.
They are gone, Jim, forever.
Righto.
In the ether.
Yes,
the ether.
Ether,
you idiot.
In the ether.
What about Ted? Did you like dishes?
Oh no,
dishes. Sean Connolly.
Connolly. Oh no, he's having a nightmare, Ted.
But they got a new one, Benny boy, haven't they?
Yeah, the rock in the windmill. I think it is.
An astronaut. Astronaut.
Yeah.
A rock from the outer space. An asteroid.
What is it, Bill?
An asteroid.
An astronaut.
Will Anderson, that's who we're talking to, Jim.
Yes, thank you.
Has firmed as a short price favourite to land one of Melbourne's radio's most coveted. What is it?
What was that?
Converted? What's that word?
Coveted.
Coveted.
Oh, no.
What did coveted mean?
Hey, Will, really? You don't want to work on our show, do you?
Hey, good luck. Good record, as you said, and this fairy tale can continue.
Oh, no.
I've been to a lunch, Gavin. And did you see Rebel Wilson?
Yes.
She won $4.5 million.
Down on the seven that was predicted by her legal team.
Defamation.
Thank you, Bill.
Defamation, Jim.
Even.
Defamation.
Deflamation, he's called it.
Defamation, Jim.
Firstly, Triple M's exclusive gold class screening of Blade Runner 2049. Ooh. It stars Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling. It's in cinemas October 5, so we've got tickets to that.
Oscar Pistorius.
We've got another...
No, he's not in. Not in that?
No, he's not in that one.
Oh, no. What? Car thieves and burglars?
Burglars.
That's what they are. What are they then, Jim?
Burglar, Bill. There's no U in it. Burglar.
That's how I spell it. Burglar. Oh, a bank robber, Jim, pulls out a gun and points it to the teller and says, give me all your money or your geography.
Oh, no. And what was that?
He said, the bank robber said, give me all your money or your geography.
I still don't know what that is.
Well, listen to the bloody joke. A couple of good questions. They've already, Sportsbet, put out a thingo for the outright winner of The Bachelorette.
Of what?
Laura is $2 favourite, Jim. It's called Bachelor, you idiot. Geez, you're a flog. Then we have Elise, who's a former Australian hockey player. She's at $6. But we'll talk about that when we get to Matty G.
Matty G! Bill.
It's Matty J, you flog.
You can't continue along
geography.
This way.
Oh, see, I say it right.
Right.
And he slows it down in there, that little Matty, and makes me sound all a bit tipsy.
A bit wrong. My mates, Bill, who all love this show, all say the same thing to me. A, that the Idiot File's the favourite thing they listen to all week. And secondly, the thing they love it the most is when you get it wrong and the first thing you say is, it's Matty G, you idiot.
They turn you on you. Stuff it up.
Oh. I love it, Bill. You've put together a very nice body of work. We had another half hour of that.
Of course we did. On the floor in
there,
is it?
It's all on the cutting room floor for Matty. He does a great job, by the way.
He does. Yeah, we love him.
Well done, Matty. Superstar.
Doesn't move out of that room.
No, he doesn't.
I've never seen him out of that room.
No, I think he's got a little bed in underneath the desk there. His stupid Collingwood beanie. Yeah.
He wears those beanies. I don't know if he showers or... That's it. Just wheeze in the corner. I've not seen him come out of that room, Jim.
Drinks that bourbon with the honey attached. To it or whatever this bloody hell
he's
does.
A bogan.
Archetypal Collingwood bogan, Matty, but very talented at his job and a good man.
Thank all right, Bill. God he can push some buttons and tape some stuff.
What are you doing, Fat?
I might have a spell.
Intermission.
And now, a message from our sponsor.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian Government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Now, back to Triple M's Rush Hour podcast.
Oh, I love it. I love it. We've got the big boys coming in very shortly from Melbourne United. Can't wait for that. But social media, Bill, is one of my favourites.
Yes, please.
Of course, just the feedback we get. I like this here from Stu Alexander, who's one of our very, very strong contributors.
Yep.
Koshy to Bill, have you seen the video? Come on, you're a professional. Clearly, Koshy doesn't listen to the show. Hashtag come on, fat. Troy Williams, I like that too, says, get the name right. And then straight away says Dali again for the Dali M medal. Brent Evans.
I said Daly. I said,
Astronoid. Classic Brownless.
What about Sam Nelson? He's not your winner, I hope, Jim. The idiot. I am ing over this. Have to take the rest of the day off now. It's unbelievable. He's not happy with fat. Yeah, that's me.
And Mark Pierce. I like this one here. Someone labelled the Crows' stance during the anthem as the Texican standoff.
Oh, I like
not
it.
Too bad. Yeah. Yeah. Don't mind.
Andrew Jackson, stuck in traffic. Fix this, Jim. In tears.
I love it. Ash Harvey, another of our favourites. Bad news, Jim. Bali closed down due to some volcano work. You'll have to do another week with Bill.
No, sucked in.
No chance. Not if I, to use the old enforcer's saying, not if I could provide the whole world with running water, would I do another week with you?
Aussie Al.
Yes.
Next year, you should have the flog file for Brayshaw.
Ah, good one.
Good one, Al. Yeah, I like that,
last
Al.
Last we'll hear of you, Al. I like this one too from Catherine. Bill asked where the cash cow is. I walked past it at the Melbourne show. Have we got a winner, Bill? Who do you like? Last one we're going to do for the year.
Well, Stu's been very consistent.
He has.
And not sure if he's won one, but he wins it. He's been very good all year. So yeah. Well done to you, Stu Alexander.
Yeah, at Stuart Taz, Koshy DeBille, have you seen the video? Come on, you're a professional. Clearly he doesn't listen to the show. Well done. But love your work, Bill. You've put a smile on my face every day for my trip home all year. Thanks, says Pete Magg. So very nice.
You do get some nice ones, Jim,
yes,
don't you?
Not that many. No. Not as many as we like.
I did get a nice one that I wanted to read out, but I'm just
we'll go and
to find
read it out. Find it and read it out. Chris Golding, our man, going to join us shortly, and not only, of course, dominates Melbourne United, but knows his way around the football landscape. And he's brought in Josh Boone.
I know. Boone.
So we're going to get to exactly where they're at next.
Good find. Oh, Boone throws it down with style.
Golding puts it up. Whoa! The best player in the competition.
Bill.
Yes.
Of course, our man Chris Golding, superstar Boomer. We know all about him being a dominant force on the rush hour for years. But Josh Boone,
if
you don't mind, former NBA star for the Nets and then played all around the globe and is now going to dominate for Melbourne United this season. We know that. Josh, welcome to you.
Hey, thank you for having me.
are you aware of this man here and how we've been on him for a very, very long time? Because I got that drunk with him at the London Olympics that neither of us could speak. Are you aware that that's where our relationship started?
I actually did not.
That was Ingles. Don't put that on me. That was Joe Ingles.
Hey, mate, how are things? But let's start with you. We've got the big trip coming up. Adelaide, you'll just sign off air, and then the States.
Yeah, so first game next Thursday night, the season opener against Adelaide in Adelaide. Then 6 a.m. the next morning, we're out. We're heading via Dallas to Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma.
I was actually curious about where we were stopping over. I didn't know. Yeah, so thank you for informing me.
There you go.
Been to Adelaide before, Josh?
Yeah. I went there last year. It was one of my first trips, was actually.
It? Now, Jim, have a look here. I'm going to read out where Josh has played basketball,
Give
Jim.
It to us.
Started in China. Had a bit of a run there.
This is post the NBA. Yep.
China. And then you went to the Philippines?
That was a very brief stay. It was only about a 2.5 week stay, but yes, I did go to the Philippines.
What happened? Yeah.
They decided that 23 points and 20 rebounds wasn't enough to keep me.
Oh. And then Bahrain?
Did a full season in Bahrain. That was actually my first year back from a very major injury, and really loved it, actually. It's out in the Middle East. It's right near Dubai, and obviously, I had no idea what to expect. I'd never even heard of Bahrain before I went out there. Yeah. But it was living-wise, it was very similar to what I saw in the States.
Air-conditioned stadiums, I would have thought.
We only had one stadium, actually, and it was a very, very small one, probably only about 2,000 or so people that fit in there. But it was the loudest 2,000 fans that you'll ever see in a building like
and
that.
And then some time in Russia, Estonia, Turkey.
Yeah,
the European. We've spoken to
Hong Kong,
Chris, about this. The European league is extraordinarily good, isn't it?
You know, it varies from country to country. Most countries are pretty good. Some are better than others. You know, you have the top leagues like the Spanish league and the Russian league, the VTB league. So those are kind of the better leagues. It's just a different style of basketball than it is here. It's much more half court focused here. We're up and down. We play more of an NBA type game than they do in Europe a lot of places.
So you don't like it much?
not for me, really, no.
What's he do? Goldie? Tell us, what's the main assets of the 6'10" power forward?
So he anchors our defense. Big man in the middle, anchors our defense, finishes really well around the rim and grabs every rebound you can imagine, which we've struggled with over the past few years. So we're happy to have him back on board.
Righto. And how, we picked up anyone else, Goldie?
Yeah. Well, you tell me. You keep up to date with the...
I've just missed it this week.
Casey Prather.
Casey, someone?
Yeah, we took Casey Prather from the Perth Wildcats. Right. Their best, one of their best players last year, so we've nabbed him up, and he's getting ready for another really big season.
Good.
And I see Joe Ingles, speaking of him, just put it straight on you. He said, the guys have got a huge opportunity to play, blah, blah, blah. If Golding goes out and has 30 points, you don't know what that could mean for his career. Oh. What was he meaning there, our man?
I think he means I might be able to go over and rebound balls for him, and maybe he'll cut some of that nice check he's got going on.
I was about to say, surely now that he's got the massive moolah, he can just all lay you into a position.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of, you know, elbowing him in the ribs about. I was like, come on, man, surely you can pull some strings for me. I'll take minimum salary.
That's it.
Sign me, you can cut me whenever you want. Just get me over there.
Just private jet it. Yeah. Oh, it'd be nice. Just half the season even.
anything.
Now tell me, Josh, because I am a Cleveland Browns man, and don't ask me why. Oh, it's just been a source of...
You've had a rough life.
Yeah. Horrific, horrific disappointment.
Yeah.
But the other two teams in Cleveland recently have been amazing. Of course, the winning streak for the Indians, 22, set their all-time record. And the Cavs, especially since the great man's been back, have been amazing. Is Dwayne Wade going to end up in Cleveland?
Oof. Honestly, I don't know. You know, there's been a lot of moves that have happened recently that I've looked at and never could have called. You know, Kyrie going to Boston. Yes. I think it's a good move for both teams. You know, I think both teams really benefit from it, and I think Kyrie gets a chance to really show what he can do as a true leader of a team. You know, he was always going to be the second guy behind LeBron no matter what he did, but now he's got his own team and he's got a chance to really prove what he can do.
And do you think Dwayne's buggered? Like, is he old and nearly finished, or can he give us something if he gets
there? No, I think he's still got something left. I definitely do. You know, he's had it tough and he's had to really change his game over the years. He was a guy that, you know, initially was going out and was trying to finish everything around the rim and was ended up on the floor a lot and getting beat up because of it. And you've seen over the last several years, he's kind of changed the way he plays. He doesn't really do that anymore. You know, he can still fly high, but it's not like he used to be. You know, now he's become a little bit more of a jump shooter, and it's saving his body for a few more years in his career.
I have a 9-year-old called Freddie who's got nice slabs of smart ass attached to him.
He's like his old man.
Magnificent boy. Anyway, I was talking about this exact thing about a month ago with someone else, and he was sitting in the back of the car. And as I said, the fact that Dwayne Wade may end up back at Cleveland with the great man, all I heard from the back is, if Jesus is even paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. He just ripped a bit of Jay-Z out.
Yes, he did.
A 9-year-old kid out of nowhere, Bill. I'm thinking, I'll turn around. I honestly said, what did you just say? He said, yeah, it's part of that song. I don't know. He obviously a Jay-Z fan. I wasn't even aware of it.
Apple Music.
It must have been, but I loved it. Anyway, let's get out of the NBA just for a second, even though we do love that. What sort of a season are we going to have, please?
A very big one.
Yeah. You said this time last year.
No, I didn't. Stop. No, I didn't.
Stop.
Look, we all know last year didn't go to plan. Booney came in towards the back end and, you know, we didn't have enough continuity to get everything going together. We got Booney back. We got Casper back.
Yep.
Your man Casey Prather.
Yeah, Prather.
New coach. I really think it's going to be a really good year for us.
Good. Well, I need to take a break because I want to ask you about Jesse White, who I understand has turned up to training.
Still with us, Melbourne United basketball stars Chris Golding and Josh Boone.
Now, tell us about Jesse White, boys. Turned up to training. This is, of course, recently retired Collingwood player in the AFL. He played lots of basketball as a junior. How's that all gone?
Yeah, so I was... I grew up in Brisbane. Jesse grew up with the Tippetts on the Gold Coast. That's the whole basketball story. So I knew Jesse quite well. We've kept in touch. And after he announced his retirement, he just sort of said, look, I've still got a passion for the game. So I put him in touch with the guys, the CEO down at Melbourne United. They work their magic out, and he's now here training with us. I'll let Josh talk about how he sees him as a basketball player, but obviously... pretty brave to just say, look, I want to switch codes. You got to appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, you, I look at him and I don't really see a guy that hasn't played basketball in years and years. You know, his knowledge of the game is actually really high, much higher than I expected. He's quick to pick things up and he's got some skills. You know, he can shoot the ball a little bit and he can really get to the rim once he gets going. And then defensively he's good. And he brings kind of the AFL rebounding to our game. You know, he gets a lot of those loose rebounds. So, you know,
he doesn't mind the old hip and shoulder
as well. Yeah, definitely.
As I'm driving to the rim.
He'll get a little physical with you.
Always been a good athlete. Yep. Are you on TV this year? What's going on there, Goldie?
Yeah, every game live and in HD on Fox Sports 503. Nice. So that's a massive deal for us. We really want to focus on, you know, getting people along to games, but there's only so many people that can come to our games. We sell out most games at 10,000 people, so Fox Sports have provided a great platform to watch us live and in HD every single game, and that's league-wide as well, so it's great.
SBS too?
Two games, SBS.
Yep, couple on SBS.
It's everywhere, mate. Friday nights. It's everywhere. That's when the world movies are on.
No,
skin movies. Hey, please. Boondog, have you seen any AFL?
I've seen one game.
Yes.
I saw Melbourne against Collingwood, I believe.
What'd you think?
It's interesting. It's interesting. It wasn't a sport that I'd ever seen before.
Yeah.
And I was kind of upset because I missed last year. Yeah. I came a little bit too late. The season was already over, and I wanted to make sure I got to a game this year. And I enjoyed it. The crowd was great. The Collingwood fans, I was sitting right in the middle of them, and you know they were amped the whole game because they were they were good.
The goal umpires, do you like them? The ones that do this?
I didn't quite understand that, quite honestly. the hand signals kind of confused me a little bit, but you always knew when there was a goal, that was for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, I don't think we appreciate, in fact, I'm sure we don't appreciate Australian sports men and women enough. I always point to the PGA Tour and Jason Day and Adam Scott and how they are at the apps, Mark Leishman now, at the sharp end, you know, the top 10 in the world, and yet, unless they win, we don't think they're any good. The same could be said for basketball. Mm. For Andrew Bogut and now Ben Simmons to be the number one overall draft pick in the NBA as Australia. I mean, that is just mind-blowing.
That says a lot. And I think it's not just an Aussie thing. I think it's kind of a world thing. The world doesn't really understand how good Australian basketball really is. And I was one of those people until I got here. Obviously, I'd played against Andrew in college and in the NBA. And, you know, I've seen Ben play. But I didn't realize how good the league itself was, this NBL was, until I got here. And saw there are so many really good players in this league. I mean, we've got several NBA level players on our team just this year. You know, Chris being one of them, obviously. Oh,
that's what he's saying. Look, he's pointing towards himself.
He doesn't need to call it out. You know, it's clear to me. But the league is really, really good. And I think these games that the league has against these NBA teams are really going to be a chance for our league to showcase how good we really are.
Dante Exum, Patty Mills, Dante. Joe Ingles.
The list goes on,
it's
mate.
It's just nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're going to see a lot more in the next 5 to 10 years, you know. Andre Lemanis, the coach of the national team, has spoke about a time when we're going to be leaving NBA players out of the boomers. We're going to have that many good quality players in there that someone's going to have to miss out. So it's a great time for Aussie basketball.
All right, let's pick you two brains about Saturday. Who wins?
Who wins, Booney?
Booney, who do you like in the big
Adelaide Crows?
I'm hearing that Adelaide is the favorite. Just not really knowing the game, I guess I have to go with Adelaide.
Mm. Yeah, my head says Adelaide. I like the Richmond story. I felt sorry for them. I was happy when we were beating them. But I've got nothing invested in it, so I hope Richmond win. Yeah.
And memberships, of course, at Melbourne United. How's that all going?
Yeah, ticking along really nicely. Yep. As I said before, we pretty much sell out most games.
Yep.
But the best way to secure a seat at all your games is to buy a membership. So we've got some good deals going on. I think Josh Boone's even going to hand deliver your membership if you sign up from this radio interview.
Well, you know, I think we had an event earlier in the week, and I'm pretty sure I did see Chris Golding hand delivering some memberships at that day.
You know, married, Booney?
Am I married? Yeah. No,
girlfriend?
Not married. No.
Oh!
Hello.
Hello. So you will be hand delivering. He'll be going door knocking, Jim, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I remember down the good old Geelong days, I used to go right out there.
Did you, Bill?
And then bloody stupid Bobby Locke and Cecil Exum would walk in and they'd,
that was the end of you?
End of me. Fear to come out, you blokes.
Which pub was this? Or a nightclub?
Lyric. Yeah. Geelong Hotel, all those good
1-300-698-443 is the number, or head to melbourneutd.com.au. Now,
what's her name, Booney?
If Booney, in the unlikely event that my Browns can't rally after another very poxy start, who's winning the NFL this year, please?
You know what? I've been a Giants fan for years and years now.
They're not going any bloody
No, game. Unfortunately, I don't think that this is our year. I'm not one of these naive fans that's going to say every year is our year, like most Redskins fans. Sorry, Redskins fans, but that's how you are.
Yes.
I don't know. The Pats, it's hard to root against the Pats.
Oh, they can't win it again.
You know, Kansas City's looked good to me this year. I don't think they'll win it, but they've looked good so far. You know, there's a lot of teams. I really don't think that there's one team that you can put your finger
Raider
on
Nation?
This year. Raiders look good too.
I'm hopping on that bandwagon.
You know,
Marshawn Lynch.
We'll have to see if Marshawn can stay healthy. That's my thing.
Detroit, not too bad either. Some of these poxy ones that have been rubbish.
I'm not giving Detroit. I've never been convinced on Detroit. Detroit's kind of one of those teams that they can go pretty good through the regular season, and then they get in the playoffs, and that's kind of about it for them. So
I love it. It's my favorite time. This is my favorite game, NFL. It's absolute liquid gold. Good luck, boys. As I say, become a member of this magnificent organisation, Melbourne United.
Right, Jim.
MelbourneUTD.com.au, or jump on the phone, 1-300-698-443. Booney, great to meet you.
Yes, good to meet you too.
Thank you, David.
For having me on.
Do you know who David Boone is?
Oh, that's a good nickname.
David Boone, I do not know.
Well, you're David
from there. Is that Booney? Booney. Is that where
one
the
of the all-time greatest okay. Australian drinkers
you, and cricketers?
Oh, cricketers!
Oh, yeah. Josh, fair to say you couldn't physically resemble him less. Gotcha. You're 6 foot ten. He was 4 foot eight, yep. And he was as wide as he was high. Yeah. But an unbelievably good player. Chris, good to see you, mate. Enjoy everything.
Thanks, guys.
I'm talking the other day, Bill, and I've got my two kids there, right? Mm-hmm. Youngest two.
Yep.
And as there was a dispute as to what was going on and what wasn't going on and, you know, all this sort of stuff.
Yes.
Now, you got to remember that I'm in my early 40s. So, Bill,
early.
I'm advanced early. Of where they are.
Yes.
Age-wise.
Okay.
Anyway, so as I say, she's to-ing and fro-ing. The Bants.
The Bants?
Anyway, Bill, I just threw in there just because I knew the reaction I'd get.
Yes.
I threw in a... Oh, well, yeah, well, whatevs.
Oh, no.
I chucked the whatevs in there.
Whatevs.
And the two of them looked at me and they've gone, Dad, that's actually 2 years ago.
Not
that's
one.
Not even last year. That's two years ago.
Whatevs.
No one says whatevs. I'm like, because I knew exactly what I was. I just said, listen, I know what's cool and hip. I can throw in a whatevs. It'll fly. And they're like, Dad, that is so last year. And I thought to myself, you know what? That's actually something we could go to the family with.
That's it, Jim.
1-3-3-5-3 style. Do you know someone who is, to quote my kids, so last year?
Oh.
Where you go with something that's just been and gone.
Something or someone?
It could be.
Oh, well, I'll give you one. I was at a lunch and breakfast with him, Dane Swan. He's just, we haven't seen or heard from Swanee, have we?
So last year.
So last year.
That's it.
He has been overseas for about 6 months.
He has.
But we haven't seen or heard much of the Swan stuff.
No, that is exactly what we're after, Bill. 1-3-3-5-3, ring us if you know someone who is so, there's lots of O's.
Yes.
So last year. Mm. Like me, with my whatevs. Slipped the little whatevs into the conversation with the 11 and 9-year-old Bill, and they both just looked at me and said, Dad, that's embarrassing. That is so last year. In fact, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
So that's what we're asking, 1-3-3-5-3. Who do you know who is so last year? Yes. Mick, South Morang, Bill?
Mick?
Billy, how you going, mate? How you going, Jimmy?
Who is so last year?
Mate of mine, Chris Humphreys, the plumber. We can all relate to it. We're all in the same 40s age group. This moron is still putting on Dupe. I'm over it. I'm over it, right? Not just the pink shit, the green stuff as well. He buys it in 200-litre drums, and I'm over it, mate. I'd rather get sprayed by a skunk than have that crap, mate.
The Dupe.
Dupe, of course, Jim, is the
after-shave men's fragrance. And
that's it.
Very last year.
Oh, very last
Stay
year,
there,
Jim.
Mick. Trace Keysborough. Hey, Trace.
Trace.
Hey, guys. Just my dad, Jimmo. He, you know, the stuff that he brings up, we say to him, where'd you get that fax from? The Herald Saturday Night. Saturday Night Herald. You know, he's on Facebook now and he'll tell us fax and we go, yeah, that was 2 days ago, Dad. You know, so, yeah, good old Jimmo.
Come on, Pops.
Go on, Jimmo.
Stay there, Trace. Toby's in Warragul. Tobes?
How you on, Jim?
Never ring again, Toby.
Not on your life.
Toby?
Who have we got, Tobes?
I just wanted to say that the Western Bulldogs are so last year.
Oh, they are
that's
too,
not
and
bad.
That hurts.
Yeah,
that'll hurt them.
Missing, Jim.
It'll hurt them to hear that too, Tobe.
They've gone missing.
That's
true.
Right, is spot on.
Oh, Jim, I'm a bit last year too. I'll be brutally honest. Yes, I can't say it too loud.
But they won the premiership. The Doggies,
they
of
were
course,
reigning premiers,
and then not to make the finals.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Stay there, Dave. One faggy.
Grow up.
Yeah, that's it.
Hello, Dave.
G'day, boys. How are you,
Davey?
Bill, how you going, you big legend?
Yeah, you're spot on. Dave, how are you? Champ, all right? How's Wontaggy?
Wontaggy's all right, mate. It's nice and sunny.
Good. What do you got for us?
I've got a stupid mate that still says the word totes.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Totes. What's his name?
I have no idea what it meant last year when they were saying it, and I still think he's a dickhead to say it now.
Totes.
What's his name?
Jap.
Come on, Jap. Fix it up.
Better than that, Jap.
You should be.
Yeah.
Craigie Byrne, Jace. Hello, Jace. Jace.
What's his name?
Have we got Greenberg? You, Jace?
Yes, hello.
Oh, there we are.
Yes, Jace.
Yeah, how you going, guys?
Good, well, mate.
Definitely from what, last year, the year before, and for the last 3 years, Asada and Wada.
Oh, yeah.
We've finally gotten rid of them.
Exactly. Right. Well, I have not heard the word Asada or Wada for a year.
That's true. They are so last year.
They are. And thank God they
are.
I'm
about to say, let's leave them there. Stay on the line, Jace. Moorabbin, Scotland. Hello, Scotty.
Scotty.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. What do you got for us?
One of my mates says the word soz. As in, sorry. Oh, like, he's got grown kids.
He's got grown.
No, you can't be.
And he's saying sauce.
You can't be drunk. Sauce ain't working.
No, it's not at all.
No, no. I like that. All right,
yeah.
Bill.
Yes.
Oh, nice topics. Nice. Just to finish off.
Well done, Jim. Not bad.
Just to get us finished. It's been tough, Bill, but we've managed to push through.
Well, we have, Jim.
And we've got to the end.
Some interesting news. What about this? Up at the Giants, Jim. Nathan Wilson requested a trade back to WA.
Wow.
Devin Smith requested a trade, and Matt Kennedy requested a trade. And Tendai Mazungu has retired. So there's a bit happening up there at the Giants.
The Giants, those players wanting out. Dev Smith, there'll be plenty after him. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
Tomorrow we head down to the lunch at Crown.
Oh, yes,
the grand final leave lunch, and we nail every single big name in that room speaks to us.
Yep, they do.
That's how it works.
They come straight to us, Jim.
That's it. So we enjoy that, and we file them all back here to Leroy.
Who puts them together.
Puts them together in an amazing show.
And probably doesn't get out on time.
And at the end of that, Bill, we just bid farewell for the year.
Hey, for the gym.
Bill.
I can't believe
that's
you're saying
how we
that.
Operate.
I was happy to hang around.
Were you?
I feel a bit guilty, to be honest, Jim. How do you feel?
Not guilty at all. My understanding, Bill, is that you maybe offered the powers that be the ability to stick around and do some extra.
And guess what? Jim?
What'd they say?
No, don't worry about it.
Mick and Jane coming soon.
I said, don't worry. No thanks, Jim.
So let me understand this.
Yes.
You went to management and said, look, I feel a bit guilty about finishing early on. I'm happy to stick around and do some extra shows for nothing.
Well,
for nada.
Oh, just some rent.
Just some rent somewhere. And without even sort of going away and taking it anywhere, management just turned around and said,
no, thanks. How well are we going, Jim?
We're going. I wouldn't have any more of those conversations without me there in the future.
Yes, I need you, Jim.
All right, nice one. So what are we doing?
A couple of jokes,
of
course.
All right, come on then.
We got a little...
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Melbourne Brick. 30% off first quality 500x500 Melbourne stone pavers. Offer in soon.
The second best joke of 2017 coming up. But we've got an honourable mention, Jim.
Righto.
Because I just thought of this one the other day. And I like this one. This is the honourable mention.
Righto.
Tell you what, there's been sad news at the Nestle factory today, Jim.
Which one?
The Nestle. Where they make chocolate.
Nestle.
It's been sad news at the Nestle factory today, Jim.
Yes.
When a member of staff was seriously injured when a pallet of chocolate fell more than 50 feet and crushed him underneath, Jim.
Ah.
Can you imagine that?
Yes.
He tried in vain to attract attention, but every time he shouted, "The Milky Bars are on me! The Milky Bars are on me!" Everyone cheered, Jim.
Bill, you've saved your worst for last.
Jim, they cheered. The Milky Bars are on me.
Yeah,
he was skinny squashed, Jim.
They're actually on him.
Yeah.
Righto.
But the second best joke for 2017 on the Rush Hour is this. Ah, Jimmy boy, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes Sean Connolly. Jesus, terrible.
You must try that again. No, you didn't even give that a go.
I know. Can you do it? Because you're better with it. With the knock. Did you say to me, Nick? Knock.
Nick knock.
Nick knock.
You are fair dinkum, Bill. Jim. We've got a holiday coming in about 3 days' time.
You cannot.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
No, you got to go. Dish.
No, well, you don't say it the first time. Oh, you say dishes.
Right. Knock knock. No, you.
What is going on?
You are
here
a
go.
Buffoon.
Here you go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there, Jim?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Oh! Bill.
Yes.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes Sean Connery.
Oh, see, that's how easy it is. Well, you can do the bloody joke next year. So that's how easy it is, Jimmy boy.
Tomorrow we're at Crown. Make sure you join us.
Come down to Crown.
You got the Rush Hour. But Thirsty Camel, Thirsty
knock,
Thursday
knock.
Today at Thirsty Camel. Go to thirstycamel.com.au.
Plant Boomer.
Thirsty Thursday is back at Thirsty Camel. Hum Club members take $10 off any purchase $40 or over today. Join and redeem thirstycamel.com.au.